Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
This is the nature of material consciousness. He involves you to be there and don't think more than that. So my son and my daughter and my this and my this and my this and my home and my house and my flat and my land,
my bicycle,
my car and my body and my relation with my body. This big circle is a Maya circle.
Yes.
Mahamaya. Maya and Mahamaya. We are influenced with Maya. And Shiva is influenced with Mahamaya. After that, Mahamaya is sitting in the lap of Shiva, but he is in meditation. This Mahamaya, small Maya we have, that we are so much involved. But devotion is he showing that even Maya, Mahamaya is sitting in my lap. But my meditation never diverged from.
So that's why we cannot recognize ourselves as Radha Dasi, because of bodily expansions.
Because my Swarup not stay. We come in bodily consciousness.
Mind.
I cannot stay in myself, in my inner identification, in my spiritual body. We come, like to come in material body, because we don't want to lose anything. But this divine body, you not lose anything. Divine body become chhatrahi, is like an umbrella to the material things also. I remember the day I was standing outside in the front of Radha Mohan at the aarti time, because I am doing every aarti I was doing and doing. 10 minutes before I was going every time in aarti. Then aarti time, when aarti start, I am singing. And singing and thinking for toilet.
To make toilet.
Singing and thinking for how to make the toilet. Then Radha Mohan said to me, "You were just foolish. What you're thinking in my front to the toilet? You think for me, and without doing nothing, everything will start happening. Why you bother? Why you put your energy for the toilet, thinking in my presence? Okay, you are doing for me, but it's not that you put your energy in my front to other things." From that moment, many things is happening ups and down. I never bother. Last year many things happened again to me. I never bother. I feel this is mercy, that now my time 100% to give first my song. I am foolish that I am traveling and thinking to help others. First I have to help myself, to take the shelter of my Swamini. Now my time comes to only to live in the Swamini lotus feet. And you see, what never happened materially, what happened when I am not traveling?
Yes.
When I am traveling, I cannot do anything. But never travel, everything is start happening. I surprise how things is happen and done in short days. This is mercy. No mercy? When you believe and do this, everything will happen better than I want to do anything. Because who I am to do? She is doer and she wants, and everything will be so smooth you cannot imagine. This happened in the life. This faith is important. And believe and think for her is important, that I am your man, jingling bells. You leave me,
so
but
nice.
I will not leave you. I will think that you reject me, but I cannot do that.
So nice jingling.
I cannot reject you. How I will reject? You are my teacher. You will give love. By your touch I get the love. By your mercy give love to me. But I am jingling bells. My nature is still is like that, to jingle in material and in spiritual world. Sometime here and there, nature is not going even.
So even now I could not recognize myself as a Radha Dasi, but I remain immersed in a false temporary bodily consciousness and its expansions.
This is jingling. This is jingling. This is jingling.
I could still not take Shri Radha's lotus feet in my heart or to my chest to massage them. An aspirant becomes ashamed when he realizes his own unfortunate condition after hearing and chanting about the activities and teachings of the Acharyas.
We feel that we are, by my mistake, I cannot do.
Yes.
And this realization coming by bhajan, to feel where is the mistake and how to improve it. If I, my mistake, I will not improve, who will help me? It was my mistake that I am traveling whole world. For what? For my false ego. What is my false ego? To become guru, a very VIP. I start checking my Facebook, how many people are watching that? Are you really honest? Is a false ego or not? Is a false ego or not? I'm looking, then I think this is my false ego is growing with this. She slapped me. One, two, three. Because she loves me. And she loves me. And I am very, very, very thankful for those people who slapped me. Through her mercy, I feel this mercy of my Swami. That is foolish work you are doing. You are not going to get anything. You don't see big, big gurus they do, but after that what happened? Why you do that job? You only think for me, you know, waste your life. You are an old man, you will die soon. So why not you use your time for me? Only think that I am your Radha, your Swamini servant. Think and live in this consciousness. Death is the only fix. And why to waste the time for any food? My God, go, one life.
So an aspirant becomes ashamed when he realizes his own unfortunate condition after hearing and chanting about the activities and the teachings.
By hearing and chanting make her to check my activities, not other activities. My activities I can assess. This is for hearing and chanting. I have to hear. Hearing for me, chanting for me, because I am doing this, I will do more deep, I will start realizing my mistakes and I will improve very nicely.
In chanting about activities and the teachings of the Acharyas, Goswamis, Srila Dasa Goswami, who became intoxicated by drinking the honey that trickles from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, and thus gave up his wife that was as beautiful as an angel, and his wealth that equaled that of Indra, the king of heaven, as if they were stool to become poorer than a beggar, wrote in his book Mukta Charitra, "I worship the full moon that rose in the sky of Mother Sachi's womb, to brighten up the world with the nectar of his own devotion." What kind of people of this age are we? Srimad Mahaprabhu showed us the path of bhajan, of taste, of constant attraction, the path of natural mindness, experience of rasa, love, and the pinnacle of bliss. This is not the path of fear, reverence, or obstacles. Without experiencing transcendental Bhagavat rasa, one naturally starts to engage in worldly activities, and attachment and constant attraction to Krishna will not arise. This natural experience of rasa is infused in the worship revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Vraja Gopikas naturally bathed in the powerful flood of attachment to Krishna, all the obstacles on their way to meeting him made their attachment to him even more powerful and infused that natural love for Krishna in them. And Srimad Mahaprabhu has brought the worship in the mood of Manjaris, the maid servants who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Radha, who is herself the crown jewel of all these gopikas.
Yeah.
Yes, Radhe. Jai Radhe. Jai Gurudev. Radhe. Jingling.
He will wear this. Then all will become what?
Beautiful
what? Music. Music. It will become
Nina.
Out and in. She will feel, I will feel, Belt will feel, and others will feel. All will feel. The sound will not stop for other things. The vibration will change. Jingling.
Radhe, Radhe, go.